Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. I am not Kay.
Hello, everyone.
There's Tony, though.
Yes.
This is Ken's wife. I'm Lisa Kessler, and I am filling in for him at least for the beginning of the show. And Tony's here, so you guys don't have to be scared. If we haven't...
You're wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
You're wonderful.
If we haven't met before, I'm an author. I write paranormal novels, and I'm also a tarot card reader. And so I work with Ken at the psychic shop in La Mesa, and he was trapped at the store, so I'm filling in at least for the opening. Tony, you're there, yes. Right?
Yes, I am.
Tell people
I'm on board, and I love having you here, Lisa.
I'm a fan
of your writing as well as your tarot card reading. I think you're amazing.
Aw, thanks so much.
All the way around. So this is a treat. Not that I don't love Ken, because I do. But I hope that you could stay on when he gets here. I don't know if that's possible in the same same place.
Yeah, I don't know with our setup how I would make that happen. But but for now, we're in charge.
Yes, we are. Oh, wow, I bet he's listening, too.
He might be.
No, he I bet he is.
On his phone. He's going, Lisa, you're supposed to tell them who Tony is. But can you intro yourself if people don't know?
Oh, yes, I always do. I'm a psychic, Reiki master, and an author as well. I write mainstream fiction, I guess you'd say. I straddle genres. That's a bit of a problem, but that's what I do. Can't seem to help it, so I guess it's called mainstream fiction.
Okay.
And, for our purposes tonight, I will be being psychic for you, and I also am a medium. I've been seeing dead people since I was a little girl. You, those of you who listen every week have heard all this, but I guess I should just fill in for new people. And the way that I like to work, because of the free choice that God gave us, is just to give you the messages that your own guides and angels want you to know. I do use cards, but I use them more for my own confirmation that what I'm receiving, because I do have my main guide is constantly feeding me information throughout every day, and he's especially on deck for any show. So he'll be telling me what you need to know, and the cards will confirm. And I kind of work it out that way. Sometimes I don't even turn over cards. I just hook in to what you need to know. So it just depends on what happens. And I had an interesting thing happen yesterday, if you would like me to share it. It was metaphysical.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, I do train Reiki masters here in the Houston area. And by the way, this coming Saturday is Reiki at Unity Houston at 2929 Unity Drive in Houston. We'll be in room 105 of Grace Hall at 11 a.m., as we are on the second and fourth Saturdays. And I find it actually works to tell you this stuff on the radio. I get people coming in and saying they heard it on the show.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I did want to get that in. Isn't it wonderful? It's It's very cool. So I just thought I'd get that in. But anyway, one of my Reiki masters came and brought her son. He's 11 years old. And to make a long story short, I'll just cut to it. The both of them have psychic abilities. And the little boy does as well. Several of my kids did, and my grandchildren, quite a few of my grandchildren do. They always know to come to me to tell me that they're seeing things, and then we work on it together. So she felt very comfortable bringing him to me. And the problem that she was having with the haunting that they are having is that it's a brand new house. They've been there 10 years, and 2 months ago, they are in this full-blown haunting out of nowhere. There are two little boys, one around the age of the little boy, that is her son. And there's another child, another little boy who's about 5 or 6. Well, these children are hiding in his closet, in his room. They also go into the closet in the in various other rooms of the house. But they stay and hide the most in his closet. And he opens the door and he sees their little faces and their little eyes. So he knew what they looked like. Anyway, they ask him for help. And behind them stands a shadow man. And he got a lot of negativity from that spirit. So, of course, this little guy is terrified.
Right.
Because this is everywhere.
He doesn't want the shadow guy to come after him.
No. And the mom has seen everybody. And then one night, a huge angel came and popped into the kitchen, and the wings furled out, and it chased the shadow man up into the attic. And she said, this place is just getting so busy, and her husband doesn't know what to do because he doesn't have abilities, but he knows stuff's happening. He can feel it. So they need help. So they wanted me to try to help them figure out, number one, why suddenly, and number two, what to do. So I just meditated for a second, dropped down, and listened to my guide. And he said, ask them if there has been a fatal car accident near their home. And there had been 2 months ago, right around when this haunting started. So I said to her, could you look up the accident? Could we see if there were children involved and, you know, what happened? So she did, and she brought it up, and we were able to look at it online. And not only were the pictures of the people there, but it was a great-grandfather, a great-grandmother, and 4 of their great-grandchildren.
Wow.
They all died. And it was an error on the part of the old man. So that would account for the shadow man being dark because he is carrying guilt and he doesn't feel like he should go to heaven. Now, the grandmother and the girls, there were 2 girls and 2 boys, so the girls and the grandmother, my guide said, they went straight up to heaven when the light opened. The boys got scared. Their little spirits ran down the road. And Grandpa took off after them. And they popped into this house where the 2 people, the mom and the son, have abilities. Because spirits can see the light of those of us who have these abilities. And they come for help. Well, these people were hiding in the house, and of course, the 2 with the abilities picked up on it. So I said to the little boy, "Do you want to see these pictures?" She was showing it to me on the phone, and I said, "It's pictures of them alive, but the 2 boys are here, and they, you know, and you just tell me if these are the kids in the closet." And he dropped that phone. He went, "Yes, that's them."
Wow.
So we figured it out. It was amazing. And the other interesting component is they were Mexican, the family. And the mom was originally from Mexico and is fluent in Spanish. The dad, though, is German. So the little boy is mixed. But they had come to people that were from their country of origin that had that same tie. So today they're moving the spirits on. She knows how to do it because I made her a Reiki master. And hopefully they'll all be together for Christmas up in heaven. So that's my story for today.
It
was pretty exciting to hear that message and to have that be a dead-on bingo, you know. That was amazing. And I'm so glad I was able to help them.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us. Go ahead.
Well, Ken does this meditation circle every couple weeks, and I hardly ever go because I'm a horrible meditator. So everybody out there who's listening, who you're a horrible meditator, you're not alone. But
you know
anyway,
what? He
invited me to come because I do automatic writing. That's the only way I can meditate and lose track of time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's the longest, you know. He's like, "Oh, this one's 20 minutes," and I'm like, "Oh, 20 minutes."
I know.
but I keep a notepad and a pen, and I close my eyes and I just start writing. I don't know what I'm writing. I don't see what I'm writing. Sometimes afterwards,
perfect,
I've written on top of each other a little bit, so sometimes it's hard to read. But anyway, I was doing automatic writing this last time and trying to get readings for people, and. It was so funny because as I'm doing all of the automatic writing, I'm getting stuff from one of my guides is all about magic. And she came through and told me that I need a journal for all the magical things that happen. And it was funny because I thought, wow, that's such a good idea. I've never thought of that. But like that
is.
Story you just told, because what happens is it's super cool for a week and then you forget about it. And she was telling me if I had a magic journal, like for books that I'm writing, when something cool happens, magically cool when I'm writing, I can write it down. And then she said, then when you're bored and struggling, you can look back at the magic and get inspired. And I thought, that's really smart. Isn't that cool? So your magic story you just told, you should definitely write that down so you don't forget.
Oh, I will. I will write it down. Definitely. That's good advice. I need a magic journal, too.
Yeah, everyone should have a magic journal because cool things happen to everyone. You don't have to be psychic, but cool things happen
to
everyone
right.
every day. And
they
we
do.
Think about it for 2 days, and we tell a couple people, and then it's gone.
And then it's
could
gone.
It
I didn't even
write it
think
down.
About that.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
So
especially
get a magic journal, everyone.
I will too. You know what? You mentioned how sometimes it's hard to get completely quiet for the meditation in the mind.
Right.
I'm the same way, maybe because we're both writers. But what I do, though, is just kind of bring myself through a scenario, a peaceful one, where I go to meet my guide, and then I have a conversation with him while I'm so-called meditating. So I'm always doing something when I'm meditating, too.
Yeah.
But
that
it's
make
productive.
The time go by faster.
Yeah. And it works. And it works. Mm-hmm. I love that you do the automatic writing. That's so powerful.
Yeah.
I love that.
I
have done that.
The only way I can stay in the meditation is to just, because my hand's busy and so my brain can be quiet.
Exactly. Very smart. I like that. Okay.
Well, we have somebody who's been holding here, like, forever. So should I let them talk to us?
That would be wonderful. We could jump
right
in.
Okay, let's do this. Here we go.
Yes, here we go.
Okay. 216 area code, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Yay.
How you doing?
Hello.
I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good. This is,
what's
Desmond.
Your name?
Desmond.
Desmond. Okay.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
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 Is it
okay.
freezing cold there right now?
Yeah, unfortunately. Not San Diego.
I know. Yeah, in San Diego, I was complaining last night because coming up the hill in our car, it said it was 46 outside. I'm like, 46? I bet you'd wear shorts, huh? So, Desmond, what do you need help with tonight?
I have a lady friend. We just like real close, but we're not together per se. But like lately, I guess I don't know. She's, you know, not really. We're not really hanging out like we usually hang out. You know, and she, you know, I guess we get on each other's nerves, kind of separate, making distance between us. So, I was wondering what's going on. I think she might be trying to date somebody else to get me out of the system or something. I don't know. I can understand that though.
Why would she need to get you out of her system?
Oh no, because we're just so close that, you know, sometimes we might have to do that. You know,
do you want it to be more than just friends?
No, I don't think that's in the cards for this lifetime. So it's just
okay. But you lean on her because she's a friend? Is she like your closest friend?
Yeah, she's one of my closest friends.
Okay. Well, who would like to go first? Do you want to go first, Lisa?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right. I'm pulling, Desmond, I'm pulling three cards for you. So it's going to be a past, present, and future card. And I'm pulling with the intention of you and your friend. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So the card that's in the past is the Five of Cups. And the Five of Cups is usually a card where usually there's three cups spilt and two cups that are up, but you're only focusing on the ones that have spilled. You're not focusing on, you know, what you still have. Usually when this card comes up, it's because you need maybe a little more gratitude. In the past with this friend, have you verbalized to her how grateful you are for having her in your life?
Not often, no.
Okay. You probably need to do that more. It doesn't need to give her the wrong impression. It doesn't need to be that, you know, that we need to date. But everybody needs to hear that, you know, dude, thanks for answering the phone. I needed to talk to somebody, yeah, and you were right there when I needed you. And I'm so lucky that you're in my life. Something simple like that can mean the world to somebody else, and you don't even know, you know, that you made that big difference. But this came up here in the past, and so I feel like you guys, and maybe she hasn't said that to you either, but something's happened in the past that you haven't appreciated what you've got. In the past, did you wish that you were dating her?
She's a little older than me, so it's just like it's everything is like the same. She's like closer to the same age, in different stages in her life. You know, it'd be perfect, but it's just off a little bit. Yeah.
Right. So maybe what you need to focus on instead of the age thing is focus on the good things that you guys have and how, you know, that you're lucky. And not focus so much on the age, why we can't be together. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. Because this is interesting. The card for the present that I got is the Four of Cups. And the Four of Cups is all about mourning. So obviously you called because you haven't seen your friend as often. So you are sort of in mourning, I'm guessing. Is that right?
yes, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Poor guy. I just, it's so rare that you get the cards where they're in order like that. I mean, they're backwards because it's five was the past and then four, but it's rare that you would get those in order, you know, the right back to back like that. So I really think that definitely it's time to maybe reach out to your friend and let her know that you've noticed that she's missing and that your life isn't quite as good without her in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right. Let me flip over this future card for you. Oh, nice. Okay. So the card for the future is the King of Swords. And in tarot, swords represents air. So, you know, you need air to breathe, and but you can't see it. And your thoughts are like that. Your thoughts are real to you in your head, but they're not actually out in the world. And the King of Swords is usually somebody who usually is pretty good about thinking things through before they speak it. Is that you, or is that who you want to be?
That's pretty much me.
Good, good. This card is validating for you that you are healthy like that with your thoughts, because some people get a thought in their head and it falls right out their mouth. And that is often not a good thing. So in combination with those cups cards, because cups is all about your emotions and your heart. So I think what these three cards are telling you is that you have been sort of keeping these thoughts to yourself and maybe doing that a little too much, because your heart is hurting and there's a possibility she doesn't even know. So again, it doesn't have to turn into dating, but I think that you would probably really open that door with her to just call her up and go, hey, I haven't heard from you, and you know, there's like a hole in my life, and I don't want you to vanish, so what's going on? Does that sound good?
Yeah,
good.
That sounds good.
Good, okay. I think things will turn out fine, and I don't think anything's bad, but getting those two cups cards of mourning, it just usually those come up when there's not enough gratitude for what you have, when you're only focusing on what you don't. So, you know, let her know how grateful you are for her friendship, and you guys can probably fix this.
Okay.
All right. So let's see what Tony has to say.
Okay. I have quite a story here, Desmond. I feel that you are, I'm catching it. I feel that right now you're very
Desmond.
Frustrated. Yeah. you're very frustrated, aren't you, Desmond? You're just plain, you feel all tied up. Like you don't know what to do to fix this. And you feel like you don't know what you should do to fix it. And you don't even know if you should fix it. Does that pretty much sum it up?
All right. I'm kind of like maybe just let things flow as it is, because maybe that's just, you know.
Maybe that's the way it's better to be. Okay, who
right.
got spooked? Who got spooked by how close you got? Was it you or her or both of you?
Probably more her, but I guess it could be both of us, but but probably more to her than me, but
right,
you know,
because,
both
right. And it, what is the age difference? Is it like 12 years, something like that, or more?
Yeah, 12, 14, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is why she's feeling insecure, because you are younger, but you have a more thoughtfulness, sensitivity. You're actually a very creative young man, aren't you, in a lot of ways? There's creativity in you. I don't know in what form it takes, though. I'm not catching what form, or even if you're aware fully of it. But I think that you're a creative thinker. You're also a thinker. When is your birthday, Desmond?
12/16.
Yeah, Sagittarius. That's like me. Oh, we are many things, and creative is definitely one of them. And it can be in practical ways, it can be in fanciful ways, in different ways. But you're quite a guy. I mean, she's not about to forget you, and I think the whole experience has shaken her up, and that's what's going on right now. But you also have the cornucopia card, which is saying that right now you feel like everything is not going the way that you want it to go. But you have the ability to reverse that and to have everything you've ever wanted. But something is causing, they're saying, like a blockage to having this move forward. And I think it is the freak out about the age, and just whether or not you're ready for what she's ready for, too. Because there's a wisdom in you, so you're kind of processing all of this right now. But all you know, really, is the fact that there's a hole in your life, like Lisa said, and you're really missing her. Then I went to romance cards, and they said things like, let your friends support and help you right now. They're also saying that this relationship has been an opportunity for maybe both of you to forgive and learn. And that the more that you both release things from the past that have caused you pain and heartache in the past, the more that you both are able to release those things, you discover more love in your present moments. I believe that there is a real feeling between the two of you that, as Lisa said, transcends the time element and the age difference. It's like a soul connection that you two have.
Right.
And they do say that there's potential for this woman to be the right partner for you. They also suggest that you become a little more lighthearted with it, maybe go back to just being more of a lighthearted friendship with her, be there for her, kind of open communication, like Lisa said. It also says that you may have to be the one to make that first move to make that happen.
I was definitely getting that you need to call her and let her know that you miss
her.
Yep,
that's what I'm getting, too, especially since she's the
older
one. Right? Yes.
Right.
Truly. But it also cautions you clearly decide what you want so that it can come to you. But it's okay for you to go ahead and make that first move because there is definitely more for both of you to explore about this relationship. May I ask what age you are now?
46.
You're 46? No, she's
yes.
46. You're 46 years old?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I thought you were much younger. I am blown away. I did not get that. Wow.
There's your ego
booth
for
the night. You can make this happen, Desmond. You're a grown man. For God's sake, I thought you were much younger. You have a very, that's because you're Sagittarius. You have a youthful spirit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't feel 46. But.
No, you sounded like you were maybe 30, 28, 30. I swear, that's amazing. Well, I'm 71. So you can't go by voices, can you?
No, you can't.
Okay, so she's only 12. She's 12 years older. But you don't really mind that, do you, Desmond? Her age isn't bothering you. No, I know it's not. It's her.
No,
okay.
Yeah, it's
right,
not really that age. Yeah, it's just that we're just in two different places in our life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you guys should at least
reach
talking,
out to her and
right?
let her know that you've noticed that she's not around and that you miss her. I think that would be a really good way to help.
Okay.
I agree completely. Okay. Yeah, open communication. Definitely, you need to do that because you're a friendly guy. You really are, and he is, and he knows he can still be friends with her. Well, seriously.
Desmond, you have a friend in Tony.
Definitely, Desmond. Now, when is her birthday? And then I'm going to stop. But when is her birthday?
February the 4th.
Of course, because Aquarius and Sagittarius are a great, great match in friendship as well as in love. So don't let this go.
Call her up.
She's very interesting. Call her up. That's what you have to do. Yep. And don't be so afraid. You don't have anything to be afraid of here.
Yeah.
Neither one of you, really. Okay? We hope we helped you, right, Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we help?
Yeah, you helped.
Good.
Helped a lot.
Good. Well, let us know how it goes. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, please do. Yeah, don't be a stranger.
All right,
sweetheart.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Ken is back. He's wandering around trying to keep the dogs out of here because without Ken, the puppies kept coming in. So I don't know if you could hear them, but they roughhouse a lot.
I knew the puppies were someplace. But they didn't see. They were fine. They were fine.
Oh, good. So you didn't hear them roughhousing.
No. Okay.
Well,
I've loved being with you on here. It's just been amazing.
Thank you. I had fun
Seriously.
Too. Maybe sometime Ken will let me be a guest with you guys.
I would absolutely adore it anytime.
Amazing. He says I should be a guest right now. Maybe after I eat my sandwich.
Yes. Can you stay?
Okay.
Are you busy?
I'm going to eat my sandwich and then I'll call in on the other phone and play with you guys. But there's another call waiting, so I'm going to let Ken take that one.
Okay. Thank you so much, honey. You have a great night.
Hold on. He's coming around.
Okay, good. We'll just wait. Hold on, everybody. He's on his way. I was so shocked that Desmond was 46. Oh, I guess I'm the only one on here right now. Okay.
I'm almost here. I'm just
all
cleaning
right,
up all.
I'm just
cleaning
to
up all the stuff she's got all
moment.
Over the place here.
Yeah, she was wonderful, but you know.
Yeah,
that.
I like her.
I know you do.
Lisa, your tea is still in here.
Ken, were you listening to the show?
I could only hear her part of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We had a man that we were talking to, Desmond from Ohio. He was quite an interesting guy. And I thought he was going to say, when I said, "How old are you, honey?" And he thought he was going to be like 28 or maybe 30 tops. And he's 46. That he really surprised me because I expected he was older. So, yep. That was interesting.
Well, it's interesting jumping in here after the show has been on now for half an hour. So
yeah.
And Benji is right here under my chin. Hi, Benji.
Oh, he's
you?
So sweet. I love to look at him on Facebook.
He is very sweet.
He is sweetheart.
So I don't know what ground you guys have covered.
Well, we've done our part. So why don't you introduce yourself, and because we're already taking calls. We'd already started, so we had the one.
Did you guys talk about what a special day this is?
No.
Does that mean you don't want
to? We didn't get to. No, I don't mind. I'm 71 today, everybody. 71.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And honestly, well, this is probably a good place to thank all the people, and there are a lot of show people, you know, who listen to the show, who gave me love on my timeline today on Facebook, and it was pretty magical. I actually lost my sight at one point from thanking everybody one by one and staring at the phone for so long and doing this all day. I looked up and I couldn't get my eyes to focus for 10 minutes. So
wow.
That was pretty powerful. Yeah, there's a lot of people on there, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. You all made my day.
Yay.
So, yes. Yeah.
Well, that is very nice.
It was.
I don't know if Lisa had a chance to mention this because I didn't tell her to mention it.
Well, she probably didn't.
Right. But I see that there are some folks hanging on the phone, and now that Ken's here, obviously there's going to be a lot of talking. No, we're going to get to calls.
No.
I just wanted to say there's several ways that you can get in touch with us, and of course one is the phone, 347-838-9903. And because there are a bunch of people on the phone, if you're thinking about calling in, you should do so now, because it's going to build over the course of the next hour, and we may not be able to get to everybody. So the sooner you call in, the better. Like that person just did. Somebody new just called in. If you are listening on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down and pop in the chat room. And I did open that before I ran out early. So I see there's somebody hanging out in the chat room with me. And you're welcome to as well. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at psychictapestry on Twitter. And you can go to the website, psychictapestry.com, and in the lower right, you'll see a little blue box, and you can connect that way. The phone's the best because the back and forth of conversation is just much easier on the phone than it is through social media and through all of that other stuff. But you could be working, or you could be somewhere that doesn't. That makes it difficult or even impossible to call in, or you may just not want to for your personal reasons, and that's okay too. Those other options are available. So So there's that. I also want to mention that if privacy is something that you're thinking about right now, that you want to talk to Tony or Lisa if she does call back in, or me, or but you don't want to be on the radio, you can go to psychictapestry.com and click get a reading. And you can get a reading from Tony. You can get a reading from Lisa. or from me, or from Michelle, who I do shows with on Thursday mornings, or with Donna, who is amazing. She channels Archangel Raphael, and she and I do shows occasionally. We've had some schedule issues, but hopefully we're going to have her back on in a few weeks. And but you can book a private session with Donna as well, Donna and Raphael. You can also book one with me and Tony together, kind of like what we do on the show, just private. So it'll be more in depth, because the other thing is that on this show, most of the time we don't spend a whole lot of time on the calls. So because we just can't, we try to get to everybody. So you don't have the opportunity for as much of an in-depth reading as you could get through private. So that's an option there for you as well. What else did you say I should do, Tony?
Introduce yourself.
Oh, God, I probably should have started with that. Hi, I'm Ken. I'm Lisa's husband, Ken. And I fly the plane here and push buttons when I'm not talking too much. I also I read music like some people read tarot cards. And I have a player. Let me check and make sure it's going. Let me start that. Yes, it is. Okay. I have a player with thousands and thousands of songs in it, and I set it going, and this time way before the show started, actually. And it's randomly playing, and I now ask my guides and my angels and your guides and angels to give me the song that is for you. So when we take your call, I'll tell you what song's playing, and I'll tell you what I think it means for you. And the great thing about music, I think, one of the great things, is that it is so personal that I can tell you that, like, spoken in the boys' room by Motley, tell you about Motley Crue and about that song and a personal version and that kind of thing and what I think it means. And that's terrific. But that song could have a personal meaning for you that's not the same as what I said. And that's valid. That's how it works sometimes. Spirit and angels like to use what's in our head to get a message to you.
Hello?
I think I'm still here. Am I still here?
I don't know. There's an awful lot of static. I don't know if it's just me. Should I hang up and call back?
No, I think it's me.
Okay.
I apologize for all the static. But that's just how it works sometimes. The message that I'm guided to give you, based on my frames of reference, is in some cases is just enough to trigger in you what you need to know. So so that's just how it works. And sorry, Benji was under my chair. I had to. To move him up. Okay, so
he's a cutie pie.
He is. So with all that said, and it was probably too much, but there it all is. Oh, Lisa sending little pictures. That's cute. Okay. Oh boy, this professional radio here. Gosh, let's go back to the phones. There we go. Hi, thanks for hanging on and your patience through all of that. What's your first name?
Oh, this is Desmond again.
Desmond, hi.
Oh, were you just...
listening.
Did she just put you on hold? So,
Desmond. Yeah.
Did she just put you on hold so you could listen?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. It's nice to meet you, though. Hang on, I'll pop you back on there so you can listen to the rest of the show. Hang on there. She neglected to tell me that. Okay. She's very excited about the sandwich I brought for her. So.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name? Hi, if you're calling from area code 71. There you are. Hi. What's your first name?
Hi. Sorry. My name's Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Catherine.
I'm doing okay.
How can we help you tonight?
I definitely need some relationship and kind of love guidance and advice. I've been in a long-distance relationship for the past couple of years, and I'm going to meet the guy fairly soon, but I just have a gut feeling that there's something going on or something's wrong, and I definitely need some guidance with that.
Okay. Now, what state do you live in, Catherine, so we can, like, hone in on who you are?
I live in Colorado.
Colorado, beautiful. And your birth date, please, honey.
October the 5th of 1985.
Oh, wow, you're so young. You're my daughter's age, my youngest. Let's see. Okay, so you've been talking to this gentleman. Have you actually spoken to him on the phone?
Yes, I have. Yeah, we've video chatted and we've talked for the last 2 or 3 years.
Wow. Okay. Where does he live? Is it another country or another state?
He lives in Wisconsin.
Okay. And do you feel confident that he's who he says he is? Does he sound like he's from Wisconsin?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's good. Yeah, that part is all good. It's just there's been some he's lied about some things and just like little white lies and things, and it just makes me wonder, is there anything else he's lying about? Like, what's going on now? Because I just have a gut feeling that something is kind of going on.
Okay. Do one or both of you have children?
I have children. He does not.
Okay. Well, the first card was that your love life will be affected by your child, by your children, meaning that what I would think, this is how I'm interpreting it, and my guide is saying yes, that whatever decision you want to make about your life, of course, the children are taken into consideration. And you are, of course, concerned, you know. But honestly, I'm pulling these cards. Okay. The cards that came up are not really caution cards. They're kind of give it a chance cards. And he had soulmate and true love potential. But the caution, if there's any caution, one or both of you has some serious issues from the past, maybe childhood. And the more that whichever one of you, and I think it's him, not you, the more that he lets that stuff go, it's going to benefit him moving forward with a new love. Has he revealed anything about his childhood to you?
Yes, and you are absolutely right, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've actually been talking a little bit about that, and he's been opening up a little bit more, so that definitely makes complete sense.
Yes. So that, I think, is what you're feeling. And that may even be kicking up something in you, maybe of a past person that you've known that had a similar issue. And so is he reminding you of someone else in certain ways?
Yes, definitely. I mean, with the lying and, he hasn't...
That's what I'm getting.
Like lying and kind of manipulating situations, and it feels like it's more of I'm convenient, and I almost feel used, and I really don't like that feeling, and you know it's not pleasant, and I don't know if he's in this for the long haul or if you know I just don't know what to think because he has lied before, so.
What did he lie about? Can you share it, or is it it's too personal for radio?
He's infidelity, and
well, how do you know that he admitted that he lied? Because you wouldn't know
from
so far away. Okay, well, at least he owned up that he'd been unfaithful in a past relationship, or he'd gone out with someone in the past 2 years.
Yeah, he had gone out with someone within the past 2 years, and he was unfaithful to me. And, I mean, he's lied about other things, like being at work and stuff like that, and just, you know, just silly things. So it makes me wonder, is he lying about, you know, bigger things than that? Because he lies about little things like that.
Exactly. I mean, it may be somewhat natural for one or both of you to still be looking around if you haven't met in 2 to 3 years, just thinking about that. I mean, that's pretty amazing to have kept that strong a connection from phone and text and talking and things like that. So at least he told you. He could have gotten away with it. I would give him some points for that. We're going to ask Ken's opinion on that.
Okay.
But I do understand cheating is terrible, and you know, and you're never going to forget about it and all that. And it can also bring up the past and not be good. But there is potential for a wedding. I just have to tell you what the cards are saying. They're saying that you have to be patient and allow this relationship and this situation to unfold. You need to speak very, you know, dig down deep. And in your conversations with him, and really get to know him well before you make any, because you have children. Well, you know this. I'm actually not telling you anything that you don't already know right now. But they're saying give it a chance, meet him. I mean, he was fascinating enough to you to be talking to him for over 2 years. Correct?
Right. Yes.
And honestly, does it bother you that much that he went with someone else? I mean, maybe it would. I guess it would. It would anybody. But I'm just saying, understand how that could happen?
Yes, I do completely understand. Because, I mean, it's a long-distance relationship, and it's 2 years is a long time. I understand.
Yeah. Well, you haven't met yet at all, though, in those 2 years, right?
Right, and he'll be coming here in about 2 weeks, so that's why I'm getting a little nervous and anxious.
Freaking out. You just must be freaking out. Very exciting. Well, the cards were positive for the most part, but the one about, you know, the past issues and having to heal more from that to be more successful in a relationship, that can be a huge thing, as you well know. I think you already know that. So you're going to have to tread lightly and get to know him and just see what you think. But you're a smart woman. I have every confidence that you'll make the right decision for yourself and your family, ultimately. So I'm pretty impressed with
you.
I'm impressed with you being so focused on this. You can really hang in there, my dear, without meeting him in all that time. Now, why so long, I'm wondering, could he not come? Is it money issue with being able to leave work and come here?
He works a lot, and it's the money issues. And then at the same time, we had kind of made plans, and then I backed out of them and canceled because I was too nervous. So,
okay. So it kind of got slowed down a little. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you might both want to make a pact that the relationship officially begins when you see each other in person. And then from then on, should you click, and if he goes home, you know, by the time he returns to Wisconsin, if you feel you're really in something with great potential, then you should be faithful to each other, and that's when it should start counting, really counting, I think.
Yes, I completely agree.
That's more of an opinion. But the guys and angels are also nodding on that. But they say your free choice is to come into play here, that this is not in stone, but there is a possible future for the two of you should he heal from the past and be able to move forward in a healthy manner. And you'll know very soon on, if you spend any amount of time together, how he is when other people are around and he has to deal with people there all the time on a daily basis. How long can he stay?
He will be staying for 2 weeks.
Oh, good. So 2 weeks, you should have a really good idea of how things might go. So I think that's a good beginning. And good luck to you. That's exciting, and I hope it does work out and for everyone's highest good. I'm sure it will. And now I'll throw it to Ken. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay. First, I would say don't put too much pressure on yourself and on him for this 2 weeks. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't look at this like everything is riding on this, because
you just
can't. And he's coming for Christmas and New Year's. So Christmas can be a very stressful time for folks anyway,
mm-hmm.
most of us. And then adding this on top of that, it's a pressure cooker. If you can figure out a way to look at this as just what it is, a two-week visit with somebody who is a good friend, maybe more than a good friend, that you get to actually spend time with, that's great. You can see what happens. But if you're going to elevate this to something bigger, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard for you to even enjoy yourself. So if you can, you can figure out a way to do that without putting that much pressure on this relationship to see what happens, that's great. If, on the other hand, you feel like it's been 2 years and that this relationship is already elevated, if that's how you feel, then he needs to step up. And, but you know, you're the only one who knows that. And you obviously have concerns and misgivings about that, or you wouldn't have called us tonight. The song that was playing, by the way, is Strawberry. It was Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. And oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, that's great. My favorite song.
Oh.
What?
That's terrific.
That's incredible.
I love when that happens. Well, here's what it means. Here's what I get from it. And like I had said when I was talking way too much at the beginning here, what I have to say about the song is one thing, but this is your favorite song. It obviously means other things to you as well. What I get from this song is, first, nostalgia. And you're already talking about that with Tony, about things from relationships, the ghosts of relationships past, shall we say, yours and his. And that's going to be something that's going to be with you. How much it's with you, how significant it is kind of up to you. It shouldn't be, but it's very easy for me to say that on this side of the microphone, that, hey, don't think about it. That was then. This is now. This is something else. Because it's hard when somebody exhibits behaviors that immediately take you back to another relationship that did not end well. It's difficult not to feel like, oh, am I an idiot? Do I have a target on my back? Is this just, am I doing the same dumb thing, falling for the same kind of jerk again? It's hard not to feel that way. But that's a disservice to this guy, because it may not be the same at all. I know I was in a relationship once where I had mentioned to her early on in the relationship about working for the college newspaper and the college radio station. I don't even remember what that had to do with it, but I had mentioned that, and I didn't mention it to give her the idea that I had graduated from college, because I didn't, and that wasn't my intent. And it's not something that I'm ashamed of. I went out and worked, and that's what I needed to do. But in talking, as the relationship progressed, she mentioned something about a previous relationship where she found out he was lying about lots of things that he had told her, like being a college graduate and doing some other things. Really kind of resume sort of material that he had lied about. And when she said that, I immediately said, well, just so you know, I didn't graduate from college either, and I never said that I did, but I don't want you to think I did. And immediately that took her back to that other relationship. The
right.
You know, the circumstances were not the same. I wasn't trying to trick her. And the minute it came up and I found out that she had thought that, I immediately tried to explain that, no, that's not, I didn't say that. That's not what I meant. I wasn't trying to mislead you. I didn't do that. But it's hard when you find out somebody has done something and it's the same, seems like the same thing. It's very difficult to reconcile that. And it does sort of put you on watch. And it's not necessarily fair, but it is what it is. You're human and you can't help that. And what you can do is make sure that he knows that these kind of things were part of another relationship that went bad, and I'm very sensitive about them. So tread lightly.
Right.
That's something that he should know. And when he comes up, I mean, not, you know, this shouldn't be the first day, because the first day should be a first day kind of stuff. But when you get to the point when he's here that you are having some serious conversations, that's something that you should say to him and give him the opportunity to say the same kind of stuff to you. You know, that he can tell you how his ex was jealous and sneaky and reading his email and reading his messages or something like that. I'm not saying that that's what happened, but that kind of thing. So that if something happens where, you know, if he says that his ex was reading his email and something happens where you guys have similar phones and you pick up his by mistake and it's open to email and you see something there, if you say something, you're torn because you don't want to say anything because you don't want to think that you were sneaking. But on the other hand, you want to be honest. So that it's that kind of stuff. So you should be able to talk about that so you both know where the landmines are. And that'll help.
Yeah, I agree completely.
since Strawberry Fields is one of your favorite songs, you know how layered a song it is. And
and
people in relationships are like that. And if you saw Shrek, ogres are like that too. But there's so it's easy in a long distance relationship. You don't have the day to day stuff. You don't have the arguments over where you're going to eat, who's going to do the laundry, where the dirty dishes go and how they go in the dishwasher and all that stuff. You don't have to deal with that because it's a long distance relationship and you're just so happy to have this 2 weeks together that none of that stuff matters. But when this progresses, that other stuff creeps in and you have to, I mean, and that's not something you have to worry about now, but that's just an example that there are going to be layers of things and you have to kind of figure out what's important and what's not. When people call this show and they ask about, and they say they're looking for love, but they don't really know what they're looking, I always tell them to make a list of everything that they think that they want and then cross off the stuff that doesn't really matter that much. And that's sort of what you have to do with this, especially after you get a chance to really be together. That'll give you a chance to get to know him better and to find out some of those things. I mean, 2 weeks is long enough that some of his habits, maybe some of yours, are going to surface that aren't your A material, you know,
mm-hmm.
things
right.
that, and it will give you a chance to decide, you know, how important is this? And do you say anything? And it's all those kind of things. And by themselves, they don't mean much. But when you stack them together, relationships can get complicated. And it can be, you know, one more sock on the floor and that's it. And I can't stand it anymore and go back to Wisconsin. I don't want to ever see, you know, it can be something like that. So you just have to figure
yeah.
out. And I know I'm talking about stuff like, you know, like you guys are super serious and everything. And I don't know how you feel if you are, and you probably don't even know if he is. He's serious enough to make this trip at Christmas.
Yeah.
But
right.
So much that you have to figure out, and it's the kind of thing that if you think about all the stuff you have to figure out, my God, your head's going to explode, and you don't want that either. So that should be like this song. That should be a layer that maybe you don't even want to deal with right now, but maybe later. But what you want to do is enjoy the 2 weeks without
right.
pressure of how the things go in the dishwasher. And, oh, God, he uses the bathroom with the door open, you know.
Oh, no.
And it's, you know, it's but it's those kind of things. It because you've been talking for 2 years and there's a world of difference between talking and Skyping and whatever else for 2 years and actually being together for 2 weeks. And you're going to, and you should just try and enjoy it and not put so much pressure on it. And that was really a long, long way of me telling you that.
and ask
that.
You, Ken, if, what was your first visit like? Because you and Lisa met long distance. And became friends, and then
well, we became friends. And she's called in now, so she's
there. She could talk about it too. Good.
I'll bring her up so that so that she can correct anything I got wrong on this. But
okay.
we became friends in an online writer group. Neither of us were looking for a relationship, and we just sort of. We became friends. She had posted that an online friend of hers had been in an accident and died. So I privately contacted her to offer my sympathies and to tell her, you know, I'm not a stalker, but I saw what you posted and I'm really sorry. And I don't know that there's anything I can do. But it was that kind of thing. And we sort of became friends that way, and it was like that for a long time before we actually met, and I think that helped a lot because neither of us were looking for that, and we just became such good friends that I really wanted to meet her, and I didn't
yeah,
know what
and
was going to happen.
That's kind of my situation as well. Something
okay.
had happened with him, and I reached out, and we became friends, and then we've been talking for the last 2 years, and I mean, the last year, he just wanted to be real serious and be in a committed relationship with me, and then he asked if he could come and meet my family for Christmas, and that really kind of surprised me, but I'm very excited. I'm just very nervous
good.
As well. So,
that's,
well, you never
that's
know.
Great.
It worked out for Ken and Lisa.
Yeah.
Ken is now 12 years later.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, good.
Starting as friends is a good place to start.
It is.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
I,
yeah.
You know, I just can't say it enough. Don't make it an all or none kind of get together. Don't put that kind of pressure on yourself. Don't expect that everything. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like Christmas when you're having people over and you want everything to be perfect. And no matter what you do, everything is not going to be perfect. But if you can enjoy the season and that he's coming out to see you and you're going to be able to, you're going to be able to feel his hand in yours for real. You're going to be able to hear him laughing at the same thing you're laughing at. That's magic. And that's what you should do your best to enjoy when he comes out here. Sooner or later, while he's here, you guys are going to have some of the serious talks, and that's fine. But try not to build it up so big that there's no way it can live up to expectations. Just be excited about it, and that's great. And being nervous is okay too, because it's a big thing. But have fun and enjoy yourself.
Okay. Well, I thank you all so much. I appreciate this more, you know.
Lisa, I don't know how much you heard of all that, but do you have anything that you want to add or subtract from what I said?
Well, I missed out the beginning, so I don't even know your name.
Catherine, hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Catherine. Oh, my first book that I put out myself, the heroine was Princess Catherine from the Fae. So I like your name. That aside, I just drew a card for you, and I got the Queen of Cups. Have you been burned before? Is that part of why you're nervous? In love, I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in this particular deck, that it's my favorite tarot deck, and she's sitting on her throne, and she's staring at the cup, and in tarot, cups is your emotions, and she's staring at the cup, and she's missing. There's a ship passing by right behind her, and she's missing it. So my advice to you would be to try really hard not to be in love with love, and also, you know, try really hard to not carry that baggage along with you, because the Queen of Cups is also a really lonely card, because she's sitting alone on that throne, and she's staring at this cup, you know, swirling her wine in it, just going, you know, I've been here before, I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop, all that kind of stuff. So try super hard not to do that to yourself, because what will happen is you'll miss the ship passing by. And I don't know if this guy is, you know, that right one, but when I got divorced, I had a wonderful therapist who helped me, because she said, he doesn't have to be Mr. Right. He can be Mr. Right Now. He can be Mr. Practice. He can be, you know, and that took all the pressure off. And I ended up, you know, I made some good friends before I met Ken. And it takes a lot of the pressure off. So try super hard not to, you know, prejudge everything based on your past relationships, and try and maybe go into it with a, you know, a fresh heart and have fun. This is probably the first guy who's ever traveled across the country to spend time with you, right? That's new.
Yeah.
So maybe you can focus on the new things, and then you won't have to worry about, you know, what happened before kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Everything that you guys have told me has made complete sense. So
perfect.
This is great.
Well, I hope you have so much fun, and I hope it's great. And keep us posted. And remember, it doesn't have to be Mr. Right. It can be Mr. Right Now. Have fun.
Yeah.
That takes so much pressure off. Thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. It was the best advice she ever gave me. When people ask you after he goes home, you don't have to have this weird conversation, because my kids knew that I was dating and my mom knew that I was dating. So every time I would come home, everybody's like, well, and I would say, yeah, Mr. Practice, I'm practicing. And they're like, oh, so it takes the pressure off you to tell everyone else too. So anyway, I hope that helps.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
Thanks for coming in.
Holidays.
Thank you. And happy holidays to everybody there.
Right back
Thank
at
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello,
where are you calling from?
Hi, New York.
And how can we help you tonight?
I'm calling to see if you can give me any insight on whether you see me having to go through any legal processes, like with court or anything.
Everyone's so quiet. You scared everyone, Nicole.
Yeah, no, not asking for advice. But, you know, just me, you know, I know you can't really give legal advice, but yeah. Maybe you sense the heaviness of the situation. I'm not sure, but it's okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I get awkward silence and it makes me giggle.
I know. Well, we're like, asking guides and angels. I think that's what sometimes there's a little silence while we ask.
Yeah.
Okay, I was told to get the Angel Answers book out, the Angel Answers cards. But anyway, who would like to go first? Lisa, you weren't with us for a while. Would you like to go first?
Sure, I would go first.
Okay, good.
Nicole, the first thing, though, that I have to tell you that popped in my head when you said Nicole was I grew up on a horse ranch when I was a kid, and my stepdad was a horse trainer, and we had a beautiful show horse named Nicole, and she was like sweetest horse in the whole entire world. So as soon as you said Nicole, I'm like, oh, I love her.
I mean, people actually tell me that, too. Like, you know, maybe that's, you know, like something, too, because people, you know, like, oh, you're so nice. Like, that's, I hear that all the time. Yeah.
Wow. So maybe that's a name Nicole thing. Nobody who's a jerk can be named Nicole, right?
There you go.
Okay. I pulled out my Wisdom of Avalon Oracle deck because it's really good at focusing in when there's a certain issue that you want to know about. And the card that I pulled out for you out of the entire deck, there is only one card that has to do with luck, and it's the Bee, and it's good luck and sweet victory. So if court is coming, you will be victorious.
Okay.
Keep in mind, however, that sometimes we think we know what the best outcome is, and then the universe doesn't give it to us, and we're like, what? And then 3 months later, we go, oh, thank God, the universe didn't give me that. So
keep in mind. Yeah, I definitely know all about that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely know, to be careful what I ask for. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. So do keep in mind, though, that maybe this can give you some peace in your heart, that whatever is supposed to happen is going to, and it will be for your victory, for your, right now luck is good and on your side. So hopefully there won't be any legal action, but if there is, it will be for your highest good. So try and, cause I get really anxiety when I think about legal things. I think most people do because we're like, our life is out of our control. So hopefully this will at least give you that tiny little bit of peace in your heart that whatever happens, it's going to be right now your luck is really good as far as that goes. So it will be in your best, you know, your highest good. So try and hold that peace in your heart as you go through this, because I know that it's stressful, but hopefully you won't have any legal issue at all.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's next?
I think it's me because Ken likes to go last. Okay.
Ladies first.
All right. This is how the cards lay down. A year from now, it says. During this time interval, you're encouraged to stay optimistic because the events you're asking about will come to a head within a year or soon after. And they're saying, remember that other people's free will choices are involved here, and your angels are presently working behind the scenes on your behalf. And this is even if you don't immediately see the evidence of that, your prayers are being answered. and they're being heard. Okay. They're also saying that you are completely ready, which is similar to what Lisa was saying. You are ready for what's to come. And they're saying a big no. And I think that might be the fact that I don't think it's going to culminate in an actual court appearance. I think there's going to be a compromise. Are you in some kind of, is that possible that all the parties involved could come to a decision?
Long story, real long story short, like my daughter's father, I tried to move to Florida for economic
support,
reasons.
Right?
Yeah. Well, not support, but, to my surprise, he took me to court for custody. So it wound up, being that he wasn't there in her life really, I thought it was going to be, one, two, three, over and over. I'd never been through court before, but it actually was going to go through trial. And it was really a hard decision for me to make, because I didn't want my daughter to go through that because, she loves us both. So, I had to make a hard decision to, I allowed her, for residential custody for, her to stay with him just so that wouldn't happen. And that was 2 years ago, and it's actually turned out to be, I don't want to say a mistake because, like you were saying that, things happen for a reason. And I really wanted her to have the experience of a father that I never had. But now he's always had this control over me. And that was the initial reason why he took me to court. What I really believe true, that it really wasn't about her. It was really trying to keep me here. So now the same thing's happening again. Yeah, so... I still had to move. I didn't stay in Florida because there's no way I can, be that far away from my daughter. So, I had to, I had to pick myself back up, so now I'm in a different part of New York, but it's a couple of hours away. And now he's starting with the same thing again, using my daughter and it's mental abuse. So, I really don't want to go to court, but I feel like, yeah.
Nicole, when I was getting divorced, my ex surprised me by suddenly saying he wanted 50-50 custody. And even when we were together, it was never 50-50.
But
the best thing I ever did was I got my kids an advocate. And it's basically just a therapist who specializes in kids and families. And your kid goes and talks to them a few times. Like, I think they went 4 times. And then the advocate met with me and him separately. And then she wrote up her finding, which makes you not the bad guy.
Okay.
So, so if there's any way, and it doesn't have to be expensive, look and see with the court about child advocacy. But it was wonderful. And that way I wasn't the bad guy with him or my kids. And she wrote up what she thought was right. And I could live with that because I believed she knew what she was doing. So maybe try some angle like that, because it takes the power out of his hands, and it also makes you not the bad guy with your daughter.
I'll definitely look
perfect
into that too, because he's trying to stop our contact, and it was me and her for 7.5 years until she went with him. And now all of a sudden he tries to, I brought her own cell phone because, again, it's like the control. He would stand there when she was talking to me. She was feeling uncomfortable, so I got her own cell phone. He takes it away. I can't speak to her. I can't talk to her. And, as a mother, it's already, I still haven't come 2.5 years later to the fact that she's not, here, she's with him, but, I tried to, work on that control factor. That is her father. I did it for a reason and, things like that. But the things that he's doing is making it so hard, and it's hard for me to stay grounded and not go to that angry, vengeful place that I feel like doing every time I can't get in contact with her.
Another wonderful thing that advocate can do, because she will make up an action plan and he'll have to abide by it, or she'll write it up for the court. And again, then you're not the bad guy. But there is no way a child advocate is going to say she can't talk to her mom. There's
right.
no way. So,
right.
and then he'll hear it from somebody other than you, and it sort of takes the control away from him, and maybe he'll stop doing that to you.
Definitely, definitely. Thank
That's
you so much.
That's a great idea. I really like that. I'm glad that you popped in with that, Lisa, because that is an important message for her. And the last message that I have for you is that you need to choose a new direction for yourself. That right now mm-hmm. I don't feel that you're that fulfilled in your job or in where you are. Is that correct?
I would say it's definitely in my personal life. Like I've always
okay.
had this sense of obligation with everything, so I don't really have like a lot of like me time and free time. It's always
exactly.
like about my children or... You know, I'm in school right,
right
now, and I'm working
yeah.
full-time. Like, so it's, you know, it's definitely like
yeah,
that. That would be like the unfulfilled, yeah.
You're
yeah.
not personally fulfilled, they're saying. Your
right.
heart is full
yeah.
of discontent. And
yeah.
they want you to make a conscious choice to be mm-hmm. the person that you're meant to be and create an action plan for yourself that leads you in the direction of your divine life purpose. Begin taking steps immediately toward a happier future. And I would put at the top of that list getting the advocate for your daughter. Because I
yes,
think
definitely.
What this is telling you is absolutely magic. Absolutely look into that. That feels
I will.
So
thank
right.
you. Definitely. Yeah,
and,
I will.
And the compromise is going to work. But the guides are also saying, don't be afraid of court because you're not
okay.
going to lose. You're not going to lose
okay.
rights in that court.
Right.
You're really not.
Right.
You're a good
okay.
parent.
Yeah. It
and
was. It's
I'm
more
get,
so about my daughter.
Kids.
Like I just do not
exactly.
want to put her in a position to where she has to go against us. But you know, it's you know the.
But she wouldn't have to if you
to
can
go.
Get the advocate.
Yeah.
yeah
that
because
advocate.
Then.
Yeah,
then she can also shield herself behind the advocate because even if she secretly
yes.
wants to choose you, she's not the bad guy either.
Right. right.
Do you see
right.
that? Yeah.
Definitely.
So it can shield
Thank
her
you.
Too.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. And now Ken is going to pop in with his.
I don't
message.
Honestly know what else I could add because these two women are much smarter than I am. the song that was playing it was Straight Up by Paula Abdul. And what I think this is for
oh,
you.
Wow.
Pardon?
No, just comes with, you know, that's how I, that's like straight up. Now tell me, like, that
uh-huh.
is so, like, how I am. Like, I'm so,
yeah.
give it to me straight, no holds barred. Like, I do believe in compassion and empathy. I'm very, you know, empathetic and stuff like that. But I definitely feel like that's, like, one of the highest forms of respect and love when you tell, give it to somebody straight, you know, like how
mm-hmm.
it is. So, yeah, definitely, yeah.
That's excellent.
Well, you pretty much took the words right out of my mouth. But that's exactly what I think it means for you. I think it's a reminder too that that you are strong and you are smart, and part of being smart is to know when you need answers that you don't have. When and like Lisa and Tony had both suggested, you know, to get an advocate who's going to help you. And there's no shame in that. So don't feel like
mm-hmm.
it's okay if you can't do everything. I know that women I know women are expected to do everything. And I feel like almost on every show that I have to apologize on behalf of men everywhere. But It is true that most women are expected to do everything, and you kind of feel like you have to do everything. And if you have a 24-hour day and you have 30 hours worth of stuff to do, and you only get 29 hours of stuff done in that day, you feel like you failed, and you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. So this is just a reminder to have confidence in yourself, even if you're doing something that you're not sure about. And I think that includes the possibility of court. I don't think you have anything to be afraid of. I feel like this is like almost like a bluff. He's trying to push you around and use this as be afraid because I'll take you to court. And you should, you know, go ahead. take me to court, and you'll get an advocate, and he'll be, you don't have to say to him, and you'll be sorry, but he will.
But yeah. Just, that definitely resonates with me, too. Like, everything you just said, you know, as far as, and just like, you know, with Tony, what you said as far as, you know, making an action plan for my own path, that's definitely what I feel like I've been, even with my physical relocation to move to upstate New York, just to be around, like, more air and trees and water, just, you know, because I feel like I'm on the path of my own, like, intuition type awakening to, you know, because my career path that I'm on, I'm meant to help people and counsel people, and I think my intuition is supposed to play into that. So, you know, I've been feeling like, okay, it's going to be okay, it's going to be, but just because of the person that I am, I don't like a lot of discord and ugliness and, like, all. I'm just so not that person that I try to, you know, a fault almost, try to avoid that, you know, to go forward. And I do need to trust myself and just
You're
let things happen.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you are. You're going to win this. And I love how compassionate you are and that your daughter comes first in all of this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was hard. It was hard. Yeah. But I tried to, you know, to do the best thing, you know, for her, even if, you know, right now it's kind of hurting me.
I know it's hard. But listen to Lisa, because she lived it, and I know that that's an excellent that's why you were meant to hear this show and call in. You truly needed, and that's why Lisa, by chance, was here tonight. She
I'm never on the show, but
definitely, that helped me out so much, you know, to have that third party.
Look into that advocacy. That
definitely will.
As long as your daughter's under 18, you can go to the court and you know, get an advocate for your daughter, and they'll interview all of you guys alone, and she'll make the ruling to the court, and you know, then none of you are the bad guy, and it takes all the power out of his hands. And if your new path is going toward counseling and helping people,
that's
think how much you're going to learn, you know, through this whole process.
Think how
good
you look
it's true,
to the court. You'll look good to the court, too.
Wow. Yeah,
thank
you're
going to
be fine.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling, Nicole.
We're so glad you called,
so
Nicole.
Much.
Please stay in touch, sweetheart.
I will.
And have
thank
a great rest
so
of the
much.
Night.
You, too. Thank I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We are quickly running out of time. Blog Talk Radio will cut us off whether we're ready or not. So if you are hanging on, there are a couple things you can do, and one is to have some patience and call us back next week at the same time. If you don't want to do that, you can go to our website at psychictapestry.com, click on Get a Reading, and you can book a private reading with Tony or with Lisa. Or with me and Tony. I feel like there should be one for me and Lisa.
You and Lisa, too.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's something else that you can do, and you can get a private reading, and then you don't have to wait. Apologies that we just ran out of time, but Block Talk is going to cut us off. So thanks, everybody, for calling. Thanks for listening. Tony, thanks for spending your birthday with us. And
thank
Lisa,
you.
Thank you for, filling in and
thank
then coming
you,
back on to fill in to be here with us. We really appreciate
Lisa.
It.
She that was fun, Tony. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It was a great fun, and I hope we all do this again together.
Okay.
And I love you both. Good night, everybody.
Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks for listening, and have a great week, and we'll catch you next time. Take care. Ha 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 ha